Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Budget 2023 taking place just around 1 o'clock, 2 weeks earlier than it usually takes place. While the last two budgets focused on COVID-19 supports, this year the focus is all on the rising cost of living. A once-off package will be announced to address the inflation and energy crisis, which is set to cost more than 3 billion euro this year. 3 billion. The budget surplus due to a high tax take is now estimated at more than 4.4 billion euro. Now, there's, as we just said, already an awful lot known, such as the new credit for renters that pay tax, free school books for children in primary school, a doubling of some welfare payments before Christmas, an energy credit worth 600 euro across three energy bills, and a 25% reduction in childcare costs. Now, both Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue and Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath are due to address TDs. Pascal Donoghue first, Michael McGrath after that. And voting on the budget measures will get underway at 8:30 this evening and is due to end by midnight. Now, immediate changes will be voted in tonight, such as excise charges, as we heard, maybe 50 or 60 cent on a packet of cigarettes. I'm glad I'm off them. The cost of living package announced today is due to have immediate effect. So we want to hear from you. We want to throw open the airwaves to you to give us your thoughts on what we are going to hear about in Budget 2023 this afternoon. As we said, we know pretty much everything that is going to be in today's budget. Tax credit for renters, third level fees will drop by 1,000 euro in the budget. We will see a 12 euro increase in social welfare, the state pension, job seekers allowance, and so on. Income tax top band will be pushed up to over the 40k mark for single people, 80 grand for a couple. And there's lots more. Over 430,000 people will be eligible for GP visit cards. Aid for businesses to help them with the cost of living, particularly energy costs. 1,000 new Gardaí and lots more. So what I want to hear from you, and we're going to open the lines to you right now, on 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. As we said, we've been hearing an awful lot about what is in this budget. There will be very little, if anything, that will come as a surprise today. So we'd like to hear from you about your reaction to Budget 2023. Is enough being done to help us as we live through this cost of living crisis? 087-188-0008. One of the very first messages that we got in said, the only surprise again for the unemployed, double bonuses, double child benefit, basically a budget for the non-working society. I find it highly unfair to the working class of this country who are again being punished. Now, again, that hasn't been confirmed, but we expect that there will be a double social welfare bonus, one around Halloween time and one before Christmas. So a double bonus. Also a double month for child benefit. Now, child benefit applies to working parents as well. Working parents get that as well, Brendan. So it's not. But anyway, we'd like to hear from you. Our number is 087-188-0008. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, James?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Good afternoon,
nice
James.
Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks very much indeed. Well, Budget 2023, we know pretty much everything that is going to be announced this afternoon. What is your reaction so far to what we're hearing?
Well, my reaction is, what a generous Taoiseach. Well, he's a Cork man.
He is a Cork man. No, I know he's a Cork man. But
and so am I, as you know, Adrian.
I can hear that.
So I'm very happy with the Taoiseach. Very happy as an old-age pensioner. Of course, we're spoilt anyway. Old-age pensioners are spoilt in this country, Adrian.
Meaning?
They're all very spoilt. I'm delighted that I'm growing old in Ireland, not in Britain, and certainly not in the United States. Because if I was in the United States now today, because I wouldn't be talking to you, because I'd be working in the supermarket as an old age pensioner.
Yes, well, that's very true, actually. In fact, it's something I only witnessed a couple of months ago in the States. And it came it's great to see older people out in the workforce, but not when they have to be in the workforce. And I saw one man, I'll never forget it, actually, in a Sears store. And this man, I would say, had to be knocking on 80. He had to be knocking on 80. Now, grand, he was out working and all of that, but you got the feeling that he was only there because he had to be there, which is very sad. It really is.
No, you don't see any elderly people working in supermarkets, unless, as you said, unless they want to.
Yes.
But no, I can't complain, Adrian. To be honest, I would rather see any increase to me going to a young couple with children. That's where I would be have sympathy. If you're a young couple and you have children and you're not on a big wage, I would rather that €12 that I would get to go to them. I don't need it, actually, Adrian. Strictly speaking, I don't need it. I can survive without it.
Okay, but I mean, you're suffering the cost of living increase as well as the rest of us.
Ah, yes, but I don't have the outgoings now that I had when I was younger. So I have no children anymore. I'm living alone.
No, but I'm sure your ESB bills have gone through the roof. I'm sure.
Strange enough, Adrian, you know, I've been with Electric Ireland for about 30 years. And I got a letter from them the other day, a very nice letter, a dear James letter, saying, thank you for your loyalty. I never change every year, Adrian. I would never do that. I'm very loyal to companies. So then when the trouble comes, I expect them to be loyal to me. And that's what they said in the letter. It said, James, don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the coming winter. We'll look after you. You've been loyal to us, and we'll be loyal to you.
God, that's very nice.
Yeah,
but
yeah, fairness. But see, because I have been loyal to them, I haven't been chopping and changing every year, and so now I expect them to be loyal to me.
Mm.
And anyway, they won't cut you off. Nobody's going to be cut off anyway for a start.
No, I don't think that. Certainly not this winter. Nobody is going to be cut off, which is, I suppose, good news.
And also, if you build up arrears, the companies are going to have to understand that there'll have to be a payment plan for you if you have built up arrears, you know. So as long as you keep paying them something all the time, they won't ever cut you off, Adrian.
No, that's very true. So we look forward to nobody being cut off. But there's one thing that is being announced. There's going to be €200 knocked off your next three electricity energy bills. That's good, is it not?
Oh, yes. Welcome, Dan, of course. And again, this double payment. It isn't that I went off, Adrian, but I can do without that double payment before Christmas. I'd rather that would go through again to a young couple with children.
You're very generous. But there are many pensioners that aren't in that fortunate situation, James, as well, you know.
Well, there are, yes. But a lot of pensioners own their own house, Adrian. So if you're sitting on an asset of 400,000, I don't have a lot of sympathy for you, Adrian, if you have an asset of 400,000. You know?
Why? Get rid of it.
Well, not get rid of it, but you have borrowing power with that, Adrian. Huge borrowing power.
Mm.
If you want to borrow on that, no problem. The bank will look after you. As well as that, if you're an old age pensioner, you don't have to pay property charges until the house is sold, if you don't want to.
Okay, so some pensioners, not all, because I know an awful lot of pensioners don't have private pensions, don't have any other form of income except the state pension, and it's not a small fortune.
Oh, not. But as I said, compared to other countries, and also then, of course, which you don't have in other countries, you have complete free travel, which you don't get in England, which you don't get in the United States. So,
and do you avail of it?
I don't. I pay for it, Adrian. If I go on the bus, I pay for it. You see, the difference between me and probably in younger people, I grew up in a time, Adrian, not talking about the old days, where we didn't get anything from anybody. My parents didn't get anything from the government in the 1950s because there was nothing to give them, Adrian. And they didn't.
Okay, let me ask you, one thing you mentioned there a second ago is you don't necessarily need a social welfare bonus. I got a message in a moment ago, and a lot of people are annoyed over this. Can someone please explain to me why people on the dole are going to get a bonus, a double bonus? This is something I will never understand. A bonus for sitting at home, says John in Kildare, a working man. And I have to say, there's been a lot of reaction, and we talked about this on Late Night Live last night as well, to the fact that People on Job Seekers Allowance are going to get a €12 increase, are going to get two bonuses between now and Christmas. And a lot of people are annoyed over that.
I can understand it, Adrian.
Can you?
Understand that. Yes, as again I said, my simplest little lie would show anyone who has children and who is working, and we'll say they're not on a big wage, they're on either a minimum wage or they're on an average industrial wage.
Mm.
And they don't really get much, Adrian. Really, they're not going to get much in the budget, you know? So, as I said, I can only speak for myself. I'm certainly not a wealthy pensioner. I mean, all I live on is the old age pension, Adrian. I don't have a private pension. But I am certainly well looked after. And as I said, I could do without that bonus payment. I could do without the extra €12. But in saying that, I suppose that's the way the cookie crumbs. Also, we mustn't forget that, I suppose, you know, Europe will be overseeing this budget. There's only so much they can do, Adrian, you know. They can't, like the old days, spend it whatever way they like.
Mm.
There's limitations on what they can do. And so I think it's fairly generous all around. Obviously, some people are not going to be happy, but I think overall it's just they're doing as much as they possibly can, you know?
Okay, well, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I'd love to hear from you on this on 087-188-0008. A lot of the reaction has been about bonuses for job seekers, mainly. I don't think anybody has an issue with an increase in the rates for people on disability or on the old age pension. Although you've heard James saying, I don't even need the increase, which is a great position to be in. But the point being that a lot of people are angry over people on Job Seekers Allowance getting an extra bonus, an extra €12 a week and all of that. Aidan sent us this WhatsApp voice note to 087-188-0008.
Adrian, Aidan here from Cork. That James is talking about is shite, man. There's people down here struggling all the time, and I know where he's getting that from, but he wants to give it back. If he wants to give it back, let him off. He can't speak for everyone else. Love the show. Mind yourself.
Thanks very much indeed, Aidan. Let me go to Dan. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Dan? Hello, Dan.
No. Dave.
Oh, Dave. Sorry, Dave. My apologies.
I
was meant to be talking to a Dan. Dave, you're happy enough with what's being announced this afternoon?
It's just I'm not happy enough, but, like, you know, it's better than kicking the ball. Like, you know, we'll be getting a double children's allowance. That'll go a long way to help Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The threshold for fuel allowance will be lowered, hopefully. So that'll, hope, fingers crossed, benefit us. Free school books for kids for next year. We got free travel this year for kids in secondary school, which was a massive help. Like, you know, give credit where credit's due. And I also heard mention of GP visit cards are going to be, you know, more people are going to be getting them.
Yes.
So it's more than we got in previous years, to be fair, you know. And, like, I understand people are annoyed that, like, you know, job seekers are getting extra €12. But it's €12, Adrian. Like, it wouldn't even buy you a box of smokes.
No, it won't. The €12 will actually, if you're a smoker and on welfare, the €12 will be eaten up by the increase in the packet of cigarettes.
But then you have the people go, well, if you're on welfare, you shouldn't be smoking, right? Let's put this in perspective for a second, because I'm going to stick my back teeth of people. Like, anytime money is mentioned in this country, immediately they go after people on social welfare, going on as if, like, people on social welfare are living the best life. I'll agree with anybody saying some people do cream the system, but from my experience of being on social welfare once upon a time and knowing people on social welfare, there are very small minority people who are able to game the system, right? We've got 4% unemployment. By most economist standards, 4% unemployment is basically zero. Most countries will never get better than that.
Okay, I was shocked to hear, and maybe this is always going to be the case, that there are nearly 200,000 people in receipt of job seekers allowance.
That's always going to be, listen to me, man, that's always going to be the case, okay? Some people are just able to ferret out the system better than us. It's probably that kind of behavior is what led to human beings becoming, like, you know, the top of the food chain. If there's a flaw in the system, some people will be able to exploit it. I just can't understand why we see more anger at people getting an extra £12 a week as opposed to politicians who will also be in receipt of the €200 fuel allowance, which turns my stomach. They'll be getting €1,000 tomorrow, and then they'll be getting a 6.5 grand pay rise next year. Why is there so little anger about that as opposed to 5% of the population who'll be getting an extra £12 a week? 12 quid. it's not exactly a massive amount of money.
No, of course it's not. No, it's not.
You know, I know. It's
okay, but what I'm seeing is I'm reading messages from listeners who are working and might be on not particularly well-paid jobs, and they're not going to get an extra bonus, two bonuses between now and Christmas. They may get the children's allowance bonus, but you know, they're not raking it in, and they're not going to rake it in.
No, I know they're not going to, and it's not fair. I'm one of those people, okay? You know what I mean? We're a single-income household. Money is tight at the moment. We got two small kids. But you know what? Life isn't fair. But I really don't understand this ire put towards the small percentage of the population when it's the people who are running the show are squandering most of the wealth. They wasted, like, what was it, over a quarter of a billion euro on PPE and ventilators that never worked. Nobody batted an eyelid about that. They've given themselves multiple pay rises in the last couple of years. Nobody said anything about that. Well, God forbid we give people on social welfare an extra bump at Christmas time, which, remember, is supposed to be the season of giving, and everybody loses their collective mind. What's
okay,
that
so you're basically arguing that we need to see the good out of this budget today and take a deep breath and just get on with it.
No, what I'm saying is, shut up fucking moaning about it and direct your anger in the direction it should be going. Is it just that it's easier to punch down as opposed to punch up? Because, like, if people on social welfare didn't make these rules, nobody's mentioning the fact that carers, like, do you know, like, carers save, like, the state billions? Do you realize that, like, somebody who's a carer saves the state about 75 grand a year per person? Like, carers are getting that as well. You know, carers are getting an extra 500 euro of a bonus as well this year. I guarantee there's going to be people out there complaining about it. Like, we've a government that says we don't have enough guards for the places that need guards. Yeah, are able to hire 40 Garda drivers for ministers with a fleet of new luxury cars. Why isn't there a topic on the radio about that? Why is it always, let's just go at people on social welfare because that's the easy target? Because all of your...
Okay, but I have to say to you, Dave, it's not me saying that because we actually had this conversation on Late Night Live last night. It is... The messages that are coming in here today from working people annoyed that people, particularly on Job Seekers Benefit, are going to benefit from two bonuses between now and Christmas and a 6% increase.
Yeah, and Adrian, you're in this game a long time. I can imagine this conversation's been had a while. It's a story as old as time itself. It's the powers that be try to... You remember, it was like Leo with his you should rat on people on social welfare because they're ruining their life. Like, do people not understand that the people in power to deflect away from them and all the mistakes that they're making and how they're lining their own pockets, what you say is, no, it's Johnny down the road who hasn't worked in 18 years. He's the reason your life is shit. Like, is the people on social welfare to shut the country down for 2 years?
No, of course it isn't. No.
Is the people on social welfare...
No, but I think what's annoying a lot of people, and this is certainly what I've felt, what's annoying a lot of people is at this moment in time, touch wood and all of that, there are companies left, right and centre begging for staff, pleading for staff. There are companies facing closure because they can't get staff, and yet we have 200,000 people in receipt of Job Seekers Allowance. Now, that's what annoys people.
No, that's what does annoy people. Well, then here's an idea. Shoot your local TD a message. Start putting the heat on the people whose job it is to make the rules. Like, it wouldn't take much for us to rejigger the social welfare system in this country where it's like, if you're on disability, if you're a carer or whatever, you're left alone. But if you're on Job Seekers long term, we're going to start slashing away at your door. It can easily be done. But the problem then is, if we were to do that, the state doesn't have a foil to get people to actually turn around. You know, do you get where I'm coming from?
I do. All right. Stay there for a second if you can, please, Dave. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 087-188-0008. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. And Paddy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hiya, Paddy.
Adrian, how you doing there? Listen, I listen to you guys quite a bit. And I normally listen to that gentleman, James, down in Cork. He tends to come up with a lot of decent things, but Lord God Almighty, he's set age action back a long time. He must be one hell of a great manager if he can manage on 253 bucks a week. I mean, like, how dare he say that is fantastic and all that. I mean...
What he did say, in fairness to him, he did compare this country to other countries where pensioners are not as well looked after. That was his argument.
So what? Let him compare stealth prices in this country to other countries. You know, I'm back from a little holiday in Portugal, and okay, granted, Portugal might be a third world country, and I joke at that. My brother lives in Germany. He compares prices over here. Germany's possibly a third world country as well. Take it from me, James, and Adrian, and anybody else listening, this is one hell of an expensive country. I mean, just because you're a pensioner and you're sitting at home and things like that, you are still entitled to be able to go out and have a pint or something like that. But to do it now is a hell of a lot more difficult because of...
James, are you still there as a matter of interest?
I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. One of the things you said, James, was... I don't need the €12 increase. Now,
tell him I'll take it. I'll take the €12.
So you'll take 24.
Listen, does James understand that our politicians, by the way, if he wants to make comparisons, our politicians are the highest paid in Europe. We have, the stealth taxes are the highest in Europe. We can't buy a car. I mean, our tax on cars are the highest in Europe. We can go on and make comparisons about the certain things he wants to do. But get over it, James. This country is regarded as the most expensive country in Europe.
And I have to say, James, a lot of the reaction that has come in as well has been reacting to you.
I'd rather get a reaction than no reaction.
But it was more or less saying, what planet is that man living on?
He's normally a decent man, by the way. But, I mean, honest to God, James... I'm not asking you to put the poverty hat on, but Lord God Almighty, have a little bit of common sense when it comes to $253 a week. And I do accept if you can live on it. Good luck to you, my friend. You must be living in a shoebox, because I can tell you, I've just got 500 litres of oil there a month ago, and it cost me €735. Now, work that out at $253 a week, you know. I mean, it's... divide those things up and you'll see. I drive a very old car. I probably put $20 worth of juice into it. I don't drive it that far. I do a lot of cycling. So, I mean, €12 they're giving us, you know. I mean, does he realise, and he went on about his father and things like that and in the 50s, that realistically the people that built this country, you know, possibly are the old age pensioners, the people that deserve a good dig out. And I tell you, Age Action will not be happy with his comments about him being well able to manage on $253, you know?
James, your response to that, and I have to say, a lot of people reacting in the exact same way.
Well, as I said, Adrian, you know, if you look at some of the pensioners in this country, I don't think Bertie is going to be short now. Enda Kenny, Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese.
No, we're not talking about them. We're talking about ordinary, everyday pensioners.
Adrian, I'm talking... There are a lot of pensioners in this country who are retired teachers with a private pension, with an index-linked pension and an old-age pension. And they might be a Garda superintendent with his wife who's a teacher. They both have public service pensions in top of their old-age pension. They're the people
You're going against your argument now, James. You're making silly comparisons. And with all due respect to you, you know, you normally come on with some very, very good ideas, and you're normally very, very good at what you do. My only annoyance at you is $253 a week and €12 on top of it. You know, now please, you know, I don't know what it's like to live in Cork, because I've never lived in Cork, but I can tell you one thing. Dublin is a very, very strange place to try and get by on that sort of money. Mm. And, you know, please don't undermine some. Now, I am not, thankfully, in that very poor situation, but please don't undermine some very, very
who really are.
And are struggling.
Listen,
and they are struggling between health, between trying to get care, between trying, I mean, you talk about free bus travel, you literally listed everything off. I mean, please, James,
a little bit
of respect for people that are living in that poverty trap.
Paddy, James, thanks very much indeed. I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 087-188-0008. We want to get your reaction to what is in Budget 2023. We know pretty much everything that is in the budget. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. 087-188-0008. And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon in for Niall this week and next. Now, this message just came in to us. Your presenter seems to be down on pensioners and people out of work. thanks to this government, there. Sorry, I don't know how this person, I don't know what you were listening to, but you didn't hear me saying anything negative about pensioners or people out of work. I'm merely reflecting what's coming in. Thanks to this government, there is going to be more out of work with the cost of living. Why do millionaires from abroad who have holiday homes here get electric credit if they can afford to have homes here, they can afford to pay their bills? Now, this is something that has been discussed about how these electricity credits are applying to absolutely everybody, even people who are multimillionaires and don't need the money. It seems a little bit unfair, but we're asking your reaction to Budget 2023. Even though it hasn't happened, it has happened, if you know what I mean, in that everybody, we know everything that is contained in the budget this afternoon. Now, Lynn, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Lynn. Now, you are a full-time carer to your daughter.
I am indeed.
We're forced into a situation where you had to give up a full-time job.
I did, yeah.
And in the budget today, there will be a once-off payment of €500 for carers of people with... For carers of people with a disability, is that you?
Yeah, my daughter has a condition called Rett syndrome, and she also has a lot of other complications, which include motor neurons disease, Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, all rolled into one. Now, my daughter is 14 now. I spent a year and a half in Our Lady's Hospital fighting to get her home. To try and fight the system to get, like, home care packages and get carers allowance and big ordeal. I find with the payment that the government's given, a one-off payment, I don't think it's good enough. And I hope I'm speaking for other carers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that carers should be looked at as a full-time job, because a job does not stop. We work from 9 to 24 hours, not 9 to 5. My daughter, unfortunately, is a palliative care child. I have got home care package of nursing care, but it's around the clock. And like, carers allowance, I think, is 262.80. Like, that's a week. To me, I don't think that's good enough to...
Okay, so tell me So you were in a good job. You were forced into a situation where you had to give up the good job to be a full-time carer to your daughter. You're also a single parent. So tell me what you survive on.
I survive on 272.80. That's exactly what I survive on.
€272.80.
I have to make that deal me from Thursday to the following Thursday.
Okay, and that may increase. Will that increase by €12?
Probably. I'm not too sure. But even if it does go to 12,
€284.80.
It's still, like, with a child that has complex needs, and, like, I have to have, like, a car to get her to and from our appointments, which costs money. And my car now is actually knackered. I can't afford to put new wheels on it or brake pads and discs or anything like that, because I'm on a low income. And then my daughter has 160 appointments in a year. And then we got a bus pass for her, but it's only for school. It's not for public transport. So, you know, getting a one-off payment of €500, yeah, it's good, but it's only a one-off payment. I think the government should actually look at parents that, you know, had to give up jobs to look after their child. Like, we're saving the state thousands of euros than putting them into residential care. So I think, yeah, the government should look at increasing full-time payment for carers that are looking after children and adults with intellectual disabilities. Because I would like someone step into my shoes and see if they even last 24 hours. I go, I'm deprived of sleep. You know, my daughter, you know, has a condition to do with the hypothalamus of her brain where she stops breathing. So between the hours of 3 and 4, she could die. So I have to stay awake. You know, so like...
God, that sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Every bit of money helps. But like, if I was to move to the north, I get a free car, free disability pass. At the moment, I'm fighting for a free disability pass. I can't park in a handicapped zone, even though I have a child in a wheelchair. because I need, you know, a sticker. I got fined there only a couple of months ago because my sticker was out of date. Do you know what I mean? But I don't have, I know, like, the sticker's only €45, but it's €45 out of the money that I get to take care of her, which is $272.80. You know, I have to look at putting food on the table, paying bills, and then, like, EFB bills and stuff like that. Like, she's plugged into machines. Like, she has a concentrated oxygen. She's on oxygen. She has a SAT monitor. You know, she has hoists. She has a lot of equipment that I have to plug in, and her bed, because she needs to lie in an aero mattress. So, like, they all work with EFB. So the only way I could help with ESB bills, because my ESB bills were coming in at €600 and €700 every 2 months, and I couldn't afford it. So I ended up going with Free Power, which Free Power, you know, you're not supposed to be with if you have a child that's on, you know, machine.
Yeah, because for any risk that your electricity will knock off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I have no other choice but to go with Free Power and say nothing and just pay. And which used to cost me maybe €30 to €40 a week. I'm now putting €50 to €60, maybe €70 a week into Free Power. But like,
so what else would you like to see? Now, obviously, we're operating on the leaks, all of the leaks that have come through. Now, we pretty much know everything that's going to be in the budget speech at 1 o'clock. What else would you like? What would make your life easier?
I would like the government to sit back and listen to the carers of what they need for their children. Because at the end of the day, we're saving the country thousands of euros than putting them into residential care. The last time I checked, to put someone into residential care, €1,700 per day. Like, that's a lot of money. Mm. Carers, like, don't get much. I think that they...
And your point is, that is what you are saving the state.
Yeah, we're saving the state thousands of euros, like billions, you know, and we don't ask for much. We go unrecognised for what we do. We do. We go unrecognised. We're not looked at as a working person, but we are. We work more hours than everybody else.
Hmm.
So
I just got a horrible message in just a second ago, and it starts with, tell that woman to hush up. Now, I don't know if whoever it was who sent this message heard the start of your conversation, but I'll read the message nonetheless. Free healthcare, council house, supplements, welfare. Where are the middle income earners that don't qualify for working family payment to get a leg up? As usual, we are screwed. But I'm going to go back to the first line in that message. I really wish that person hadn't sent that message, because you clearly didn't hear the start of this call, where this lady explained how she had to pack in her good-paying job in order to be a carer for her very sick daughter. So that's a disgusting message to send.
Yeah, it is disgusting, but everybody is to themselves. I have no problem with anyone claiming social welfare. Okay, they have their reasons why they claim social welfare. You know, it doesn't bother me. It has no effect on me. But at the end of the day, they're not living in my shoes. They're not having to watch their child die every day. You know what I mean? I have to indulge that. And that's part of my life. I have to, you know, deal with that. But the thing is, for that person that said that, is very ignorant. They don't look at the bigger picture. I'm not here to judge anybody or what they get. I'm just here to say that, you know, carers should be looked upon as a working person. Mm. Like, I lost everything. I lost my home. You know, I was renting a house. I was on HAP. I lost that because my daughter ended up in hospital after going into cardiac arrest a number of times. She was pronounced dead on the side of the road. Like, do you know what I mean? So I took a year in a ladies' hospital where the landlord took the house from me, to terminate the contract because I wasn't in the house. So I ended up homeless. I ended up staying in the Ronald McDonald's in Cumberland Hospital while my daughter was being treated. So, like, you know.
And in fact, I just got a different message from somebody else saying, oh my God, people like that lady should have heavily subsidised energy. No one should be struggling to provide care for a sick family member like that.
Well, that's, you see, we're not looked upon as being, like, you know, like, I don't look for sympathy. I get on with life because my daughter's life is more valuable to me than money, than anything in the entire world. But at the end of the day, you need money to look after these children. And, you know, I can't do it on the money that we're getting. It's not enough.
Okay, one message from Denise says, why hasn't that caller got free travel for herself and her daughter? The reality of it is, listening to the way you've described your daughter's condition, you can't just pile your daughter into a double-decker bus.
No. I did go down, I did get a bus pass, but it's only for school, for herself.
Hmm.
And I got a card, and it's for me to get on the bus, but not for my daughter to get on the bus. So at the same time, if I get onto a bus, but you have to look at the bigger picture, I can't just get onto a bus because I have to bring oxygen. I have to bring a SATS monitor. She's peg fed. She has, she's on certain drugs to sustain her life that she has to take. And I have to take them all onto a bus. And it's just too much where with the car, it was easy to pack them all into the car and get her to and from her appointment. But at the moment now, I can't afford the car, you know, to fix the car. It costs too much money. Well, I've no other way of, you know, dealing with it. Sure, I'd be out straight and honest with people. I drove my car for nearly 2 months with no tax because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah. All right, do me a favour, Lynn, stay there for 1 second. I have to say, I'm genuinely shocked by some of the disgusting messages. Were you not listening to that woman's story? Seriously. Please tell, well, if you can't afford to care for your child at home, why not avail then of the care in the health system and stop looking for more benefits? What a horrible message. Going to take a quick break. We're back with more of your calls on Budget 23 in just a moment. And this is Adrian Kennedy in for Niall this Tuesday afternoon. I was reading out some of the horrible messages, and I really mean horrible messages, that have come into us after listening to that lady, Lynn. And then Matt redeemed my faith in humanity by sending this lovely message in. He said, Adrian, I'm disgusted by some of those comments. Please pass on my number to that lady and I'll try get her car back on the road. A nice man, Matt. And another message. My heart goes out to that lady, but my feelings won't help her. The people who are being ignorant and sending in nasty messages, maybe what they're really saying is tell the woman. Oh, no, I'm not reading the rest of that. Good God. Did somebody actually write that? I despair today. Terry sent me this message.
Hi, Adrian. I'm listening to that poor woman and that other texter that texted in. Shame, shame on them. Shame on them. This woman needs help and she needs it now. And for this government to ignore something like this, shame on them as well. I just can't believe that I'm hearing this. Do you know something? Maybe, I don't know, a GoFundMe fund, I'd certainly give to it. But that's not the way it should happen. That woman should be entitled to everything, everything. And we need to fight for it as a country. We need to fight for people like this woman. She's in my prayers and thoughts. God bless.
That's very nice of you, Terry. And Paul sent us this message as well.
Adrian, how can it be fair, Roy, that woman there, like, who electricity should be free for the year? If you have a child like that or you have someone like that, it should be free for the year. How is it fair that she gets 12 quid and some lazy so-and-so who's never worked a day in his life gets an extra 12 euro the same as her? It doesn't make any sense. Like, it needs to be targeted at the people like that don't genuinely don't have it, instead of giving the money to the lazy. Because that's what they're doing. Anyone on the social web right now who's on Job Seekers Allowance is lazy. They're lazy. We're full employment now. They're lazy. They don't want to work. Should be made to get out and work.
Marie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I'm out. I out of work on illness benefit. I'm actually 59. I'm working since I was 14. And I have a serious illness due to no fault of my own. And the budget is just no good to me, to be honest. I'm down a substantial amount of money every week, because I did work full time, mm-hmm. and I had good wages, and I presume I'm going to get this 12 euros a week. I don't get bonuses. I don't get any help. Now my husband does work, but he's only a middle of the road salary, and we still have a mortgage and everything. We're not entitled to help from anyone or no one, and it's just when I look around and I see people, and I'm not discriminating against anyone in social welfare, but they just seem to get everything.
And meanwhile, somebody in a situation like yours gets nothing.
Yes, exactly.
So how are you surviving?
Very hard, to be honest now. 208 euros a week from what I'm used to earning, like, you know what I mean? You're just barely getting from A to B every week. We were a two-car family. We had to make the decision to go to one car because I did have to travel out a distance for work. When I do go back to work, I don't know how we're going to face that because our savings are gone because we had to dip into that over the last, when I came out of work there last year, to help us survive.
Mm.
And it's just, everything is gone up. Everything is what it is. And I just get annoyed, to be honest, because you have these people in such welfare that have this entitlement, that you're entitled to these bonuses, you're entitled to the fuel allowance, you're entitled to this, that and the other. And then you have someone like
me. And do you get none of that?
Nothing.
Why?
Because I'm on illness benefits.
But you're surviving on just that amount of money.
Well, my husband is working now, but in fairness now, we pay the mortgage and the bills out of that. It's hard. It is very hard. 208 euros a week is very hard to live on for anybody.
Hmm.
But I just think it's unfair when everyone else on the social welfare system is getting help and then you have this sector that's on illness benefits because you're a worker and you're out of work. You're being penalised.
Again, as with Lynn a while ago, my heart goes out to you, Marie, being forced into that situation, just yeah. like Lynn was forced into a situation that she didn't want to be in, no more than yeah. you do.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I wouldn't even take a day off work. Like, I'd have to be really genuinely sick and I'd go in and come out, you know what I mean? I've worked hard and it's just, I just feel the gut. I mean, even when I do get sick, I'm actually out of work with cancer. And I'd actually get a TD to actually fight for my medical card because I was under the assumption that I would get a medical card because I had cancer. And I was told that, oh, well, just because you have cancer doesn't mean you get one. So I actually had to get a TD to get my medical card for me. And I had my operation over me and all before I actually got my medical card. No,
again, that should be standard, and maybe that's going to be that's going to be a surprise announcement. But for somebody in your situation, that should be as standard that you would automatically qualify for a medical card. Again, Marie, as with Lynn previously, I wish you well. I despair sometimes hearing stories like yours. Okay, let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note that came in to us from Stephen.
Stephen here. The 12 euros across the board rise in welfare will cost the state 900 million euros each year. That's a substantial amount of money. But the problem being across the board is that will include 30,000 idle who haven't worked for over 5 years. We need to stop paying everyone who refuses to work and instead use the money and target it on pensioners, genuine disabled and carers. Love the show. Doing a great job for Niall. Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed. Keep your messages coming in. 087-188-0008 is our number. Now, where am I going? I'm going to Margaret. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Margaret. Your reaction to what you've been hearing?
I tell you, very upset because I am a carer myself, looking after my daughter who is nearly 23 full-time. And because my husband works, my care allowance was taken off me in May, and my GP card and my travel pass and everything. And my daughter, she is full-time care, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Wow. And because of your husband's income, you get nothing?
No, I was getting 157 euros up to May. And that was working out at €1.76 an hour. And because, as I say, they did an audit in May and we were over the threshold. And I went in to apply for job seekers allowance. And because she's full-time care, I couldn't take up a job. And that was basically it, really. So I was told in the social welfare office, you know, that wasn't going to happen. So, I mean, financially...
So you're caught between a rock and a hard place, literally.
Massively. And it is very stressful. And it is terrible, you know. And Lynn that was talking there, I will tell her how much it would cost for full-time care is between 250,000 and 350,000 because we have got that from the HSE.
And again, this highlights the need for carers to be looked at as somebody doing a job rather than, as you said, I mean, when you think of that cost that it would cost the state if you were to say, I can't look after this child anymore, the state has to care for the child, you're talking megabucks.
Absolutely. And I mean, and it is between 250,000 and 300. I have that in writing on the HSE. And yeah, it's just beggar's belief to tell it honest truth. And like that, I had a job. I was working since I was 16 years of age. And she came on the scene, and like that, she came with problems. She's full-time care. She's an epileptic. She's just, as I say, it's just non-stop. Your day could start at 7 and might need, like last Saturday night. No, we didn't get to bed till 1:30 in the morning. There's no respite. There's no home. The home support is terrible. It's just, and you're just left on your own. And it's my health doesn't be great either. And honestly, I don't know how long more I'm going to be able to keep it up.
Hmm.
You know. So.
Again, as we said, if you can't keep it up, then the state has to take control, and it is going to cost the state an awful lot more money than the zero money you're being paid.
Yeah, and as I say, she'd be full-time care because where she goes to every day, it takes two carers to look after her. And when she does get respite, it takes two carers. So when I'm at home, I'm looking after her myself. So that'll just show her needs are very, very, very high. And so it's just so unfair. It's just a beggar's belief that they just don't think not enough carers.
And again, we discovered this during the pandemic, how carers are just totally forgotten about. And you wouldn't believe the amount of people in a similar situation to yours, Margaret, that are getting in touch with us about the fact that carers are ignored. And in fact, even the €500 payment that is going to be made to carers like yourself, it's just, in fact, you won't even get that.
You know,
yeah, that's so shocking. That's shocking, that is.
You know, so it is. It's very stressful and it's hard. It's as I say, she's full-time care and it's hard on the house, everybody in the house and on a marriage. Nobody wants, they know we're too busy caring to go protesting and that. But it's just so unfair, and as other listeners rang in there, said that people on social welfare that are quite capable of working, can work, and, you know, so the system is so unfair. It's just the problem is it is just getting so serious now for carers that it's just, I don't know, nobody knows where it's going to end, how bad it's going to get, really, you know. But it's just, I don't know, we're just forgotten about big time.
And again, it is awful to hear that you are doing a full-time job and getting absolutely zero for it. That's the point.
I went from €157 down to zero, which, as I said, worked out at €1.76 an hour, and now I'm getting nothing.
And I'm assuming your husband isn't a multimillionaire.
No, he's not. At the moment, we're doing up our house to make it adaptive for her, wheelchair-accessible, wet room for her. We've got no support, no grant, nothing. Trying to finance it on our own, and it's been going on since last year. And, you know, so it's just been tough financially and mentally and physically.
I can imagine. I can't imagine, quite honestly, because I'm not living your life. But it really is shocking. Mary, I'll come to you in a second. I want to just read out another message that's just come into us, and it says, to be fair, this woman has a tough job, but try living in the US where she wouldn't get anywhere near this amount of support being a carer. Tired of people whinging already about this budget. I'm a middle-income earner with older kids and get nothing from this budget, but I'm not complaining. Don't read my name, please, as there's so many haters out there, but honestly, can people not start being grateful? Being grateful? Are you listening to the stories we've been hearing? Mary, final call on Budget 2023. Mary, what did you want to say?
Hi, I just wanted to say I was really looking forward to the budget today because I thought I was going to get some help with the kids' childcare. Mm-hmm. That was one of the highlights of the thing. But instead, this morning I got an email to say that all of my childcare subsidies being cut.
And what childcare subsidy were you getting?
We were getting the NTS scheme, everyone's entitled to it, but yeah, ours being cut down to 50 cents an hour. And I was getting €2 an hour, which was barely manageable as it was. It was still working out as about €600 a month. But so now, I mean, our child care will go up to about €1,200 a month, which is impossible for a middle-class family to work with. And also, I have a son with special needs, so we don't get any of the carers' allowances because we work. And he won't get any of those disability allowances because we work. So us working people won't get anything. We're actually getting cut.
Okay, so but a 25% reduction in childcare costs has been agreed.
No, we're not getting... I can send you the email. Mine has been cut down to nothing. Mine has been cut from... I actually sent a picture, a screenshot of the email I got today to your supervisor, and ours has been cut to nothing. So I don't know where they're going with this 25% decrease, because ours has been cut to nothing. So my childcare cost is going to travel overnight.
And again, this is the squeezed middle that we talk about.
It's obviously, I don't know whether it's because we're working. Obviously, it is because we're working. Me and my husband work when we have a special needs child, but we prefer to work. We're just people that like to work. I would be way better off to just sit at home and get carers' allowance and get all the different allowances.
Well, you've just heard from a woman who was in receipt of carers' allowance, and now she was assessed, there's too much money coming into the house.
That's the same thing could happen to us, but I just don't understand this country, that if you work, you don't get anything, but if you don't work, you get everything. There's children going to my child's same creche, both parents on the dole, and they're getting full-time care for €20 a week. And their parents are sitting at home.
Okay, Mary, thanks very much indeed for your call. This message came in. I'm on disability. The €12 is given, but €10 of that is going to rent straight away, so I'll see €2 out of the €12, says that message. And this is a WhatsApp voice note from Patricia.
I think the budget is an absolute disgrace. We're in the middle of all sorts of crisis, from cost of living through to health crisis coming into the winter. Our government are spending money on non-essential treatments such as IVF, funding contraception. And when you look at things like, I heard the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, saying that the amount they're spending on the contraception part is actually more than maternity and cancer screening combined for next year. There's something seriously wrong there when we're spending more on these sorts of medications and not on preventative healthcare, such as cancer screening and badly needed maternity services in Ireland. I just think it's shocking when we hear of stories like that woman who's looking after a disabled child, and there's not anything in the budget that's there to help her, and yet we're spending money on these non-essential services to the people of Ireland, and you'd have to ask yourself why.
All right, thank you, Patricia. And finally, Joe.
I just think the whole working people in Ireland should go on strike and let the country go on a standstill till we get looked after as well. I could definitely do with €12 extra a week. I'm paying three times more rent than my neighbour two doors down is not working. We're in the exact same sized house and everything else. I'm not entitled to a medical card. It's just ridiculous. I had to borrow off the credit union to get a knee operation.
That's fairly dramatic. So is our final message. This is fairly dramatic. To the lady caring for her 23-year-old daughter, I despair. Personally, I would divorce my husband. It's a contract costing her thousands. She would then get all the benefits and more. It's a little bit of a dramatic step to be taking. And then, Alan, please stop pitting people against each other. Please stop the demonisation of the unemployed. You are better than that, says Alan. I didn't think I was personally demonising anybody. But anyway, Alan, thanks very much indeed for hearing what you heard in your own head.
Real people, real opinions. Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.